morning and welcome to the Prime Evening News for today, Tuesday, February 23rd, 2016. I'm your presenter, Linda Martin. In the headlines, Prime Minister Skerrit says he is honored to receive an honorary doctorate from Lovely Professional University in India. Opposition leader Lennox Linton says he wants to see the promised Kempinski Hotel completed. UWP PRO asks the LP administration to explain proposed amendments to the IPO and electoral laws. New and increased taxes announced by St. Vincent's Prime Minister. And Didcot Power Station, 4 feared dead and 5 injured after building collapse. The news is brought to you compliments Quartz Dominica Limited. The details of these and more stories coming up.
Shop at Quartz with the peace of mind that you can get everything your home needs. And you pay nothing until Mother's Day 2016. Choose from the widest range of furniture, appliances, and electronics. And pay nothing up front. This special offer is valid for a limited time on purchases 24 months and over. So, shop at Quartz now and pay nothing until Mother's Day. Get what you need and want with no hassle. Only from Quartz. Quartz, bringing value home.
Welcome back. In his address as the featured speaker at a graduation ceremony at the Lovely Professional University in Punjab, India, Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit says he is honored to be the recipient of an honorary doctorate from an institution that is not only the largest university in India, but also one of the most progressive universities in the world. He went on to dedicate this achievement to the committed young men and women of Dominica, who share the same hopes and dreams as the graduates of the university.
It is a great honor to stand before you today as a recipient of this honorary doctorate from an institution that is not only the largest university in India, but also one of the most progressive universities in the world. I dedicate this prestigious and most humbling conferral of Doctor of Literature, honoris causa, to the outstanding young men and women who were celebrated earlier in the program for their diligence and hard work in the pursuit of knowledge, and to the dedicated young men and women back home in the Commonwealth of Dominica who share the same hopes and dreams as you share here today.
Meanwhile, Vice Chancellor of the Lovely Professional University in India, Ramesh Kanwar, describes Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit as a dynamic and far-sighted leader who has secured diplomatic relations with over 100 countries. Kanwar states that in recognition of his sincere efforts to build international harmony, the university is pleased to bestow this prestigious honor of Doctor of Literature honoris causa upon Prime Minister Skerrit.
Mr. Roosevelt Skerrit, the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of Dominica, is a dynamic, far-sighted, and innovative leader. He established a world record by becoming one of the youngest elected heads of the government in the world. His significant contributions to build harmonious international relationships between the English-speaking Caribbean region and the Spanish-speaking Latin American region is well acknowledged. In addition, he has successfully established diplomatic relations with over 100 countries, including People's Republic of China, Venezuela, Morocco, and Cuba. In recognition of his sincere desire to build international harmony among nations and for his outstanding public services and excellent governance, lovely professional university is proud to confer upon him the degree of Doctor of Letters honoris causa.
Opposition leader Lennox Linton says the United Workers Party is not in approval of some proposals being outlined by the DLP government for amendments to the laws governing elections in Dominica. Opposition parties here have made numerous calls for electoral reform. However, Linton says the proposals being submitted will not allow for free and fair elections in Dominica. He says there are concerns with the amendments being put forward for the re-registration process and for adjustments to legitimate election expenses, among others. "We are going to resist these proposed changes vigorously," says Linton.
What the government is proposing this amendment is that, you know, once you're on the list, then you're always on the list. There's no reason for us to take you out. If you're living overseas for 20, 30 years, then all you have, once your name is on the list, just come and tell us who you are. Yes, that's my name there. And then we say no. We say the residency requirement has to apply in this re-registration exercise. Then we go into other areas now, like where the government is talking about expenses, legitimate election expenses. They're seeking now to cover under that with the amendment. They're seeking to cover expenses that could have been considered treating under the existing legislation. So they're moving to make amendments, adjustments to legislation that will no longer have that entertainment expense considered an item of treating, which is contrary to the provisions of law. And there's the matter of the payment for people to come to vote in elections. They're seeking to legitimize that now. We are going to resist those proposed changes vigorously, and we're hoping that we will get the support of the people of Dominica in so doing. This is a time when the democracy of Dominica is under severe threat.
Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett says he's encouraging partnerships between Dominica and the Lovely Professional University in Punjab, India. Addressing the sixth convocation of the Lovely Professional University on Tuesday, Prime Minister Skerrett proposed the establishment of an offshore campus of that school in Dominica. "I invite the Chancellor and Board of Governors of this vaulted institution of higher learning to explore and consider the tremendous scope that exists for broadening and introducing the Lovely Professional University experience to the Western world," said Prime Minister Skerrett. He also proposed the start of cultural exchange with the students of Dominica and Lovely University.
"I invite the Chancellor and Board of Governors of this vaulted institution of higher learning to explore and consider the tremendous scope that exists for broadening and introducing the Lovely Professional University experience to the Western world. You have an in-demand global product to sell, and it should be sold globally. In the faith of strengthening ties, the Commonwealth for Dominica will be delighted to partner with you in this endeavor. I take this opportunity to invite those interested in travel or geothermal energy or water resources to come to Dominica. I invite the Lovely Professional University to engage in a cultural exchange with the students of Dominica. I believe that the two strong cultures have a shared sense of community, a common thirst for knowledge, and a resourcefulness that creates leaders."
Opposition leader Lennox Linton has told Dominicans to not allow the Cabrits Resort Kempinski Hotel project to turn into a failed project like the Lyu River Hotel project. The groundbreaking ceremony for the 160-room Cabrits Resort Kempinski, which will be located at Douglas Bay, took place on October 16, 2015. However, to date, construction has not yet begun, and Linton says it is time to see some action.
"We have seen enough talk. We have heard enough talk too from the government about this Kempinski Hotel. We have heard enough talk about what they were supposed to have done at Lyu. We want to see action on all fronts now. And in terms of the Kempinski Hotel and the other hotels that are planned to be constructed with passport money, let us see them started and completed. Let us see them not end up in fraudulent concrete with the people of Dominica ending up cranana."
The Cabrits Resort Kempinski would be the first under the real estate component of Government Citizenship by Investment program. Government says Dominican students will be granted scholarships to attend the Lovely Professional University in Punjab, India, in the new academic year. Acting Prime Minister Justina Charles has revealed that 10 scholarships will be granted to students wishing to pursue studies at the learning institution. She says she considers this to be a glorious day for Dominica.
The Chancellor of Lovely Professional University said, Mr. Skerritt is a global role model to all aspiring leaders. He said that the humility of our Prime Minister was admirable, and by virtue of the high esteem in which the Prime Minister and consequently the Commonwealth of Dominica was held by the university and the wider Indian community, the institution will, as of next academic year, grant 10 scholarships to Dominican students wishing to pursue studies at the Punjab-based university. As acting Prime Minister, I consider this a glorious day for Dominica. This country might be small and home to a mere 71,000 inhabitants, but we are fortunate to be led by a world-recognized and respected leader who continues to bring great pride and opportunity to this nation.
Meanwhile, she congratulated Prime Minister Skerritt on receiving an honorary doctorate from that institution. Mrs. Charles says Prime Minister Skerritt continues to blaze the trail as the most outstanding world leader, representing a small but significant country in world affairs.
On behalf of the Cabinet of Ministers, I extend sincere congratulations to the Honorable Prime Minister and assure him of our highest regards as he continues to blaze the trail as a most outstanding world leader representing a small but significant country in world affairs. We as a Cabinet of Ministers remain committed to giving him our unwavering and fullest support as he continues to lead our beautiful country.
Lovely University is said to be the largest single campus university in India, and that it has a student enrollment of an excess of 30,000 with a faculty of almost 4,000 and offers more than 200 academic degree programs. PRO of the United Workers' Party, Nicholas George, says the DLP administration must articulate to the Dominican public as to what is their intention concerning amendments made to the IPO Act and their recent proposal to also amend the House of Assembly Electoral Act.
That should not be allowed to be done. That was not the intention of the framers of the legislation when they framed it those many years ago. And then this administration must really articulate for us what their intention is as far as making this amendment to the act is concerned. The United Workers Party is asking for a total re-registration process. So you would probably have the old act as a guide, but people must prove that they are in fact residents of Dominica, citizens of Dominica, with residency status as the regulations require, and then you go through the process of re-registration.
In other news, Vincentians will have to start paying taxes on cell phone and international calls to contribute to government's plan to reduce poverty in the country. They'll also be digging into their pockets to pay value-added tax on some items that were once VAT-free. The new and increased taxes were announced by Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves as he delivered the 2016 budget in Parliament yesterday in absence of the opposition's New Democratic Party, which boycotted the sitting as it continues protests against the results of the last election in December, which it insists was rigged. The phone tax is expected to generate EC $2.7 million, and Gonsalves said the money would be paid directly to a Zero Hunger Trust Fund that will support the elimination of hunger in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. And four people are feared dead this evening following a major building collapse at Didcot Power Station. One person is dead, three are missing, and five are in hospital following the incident this afternoon. Emergency services declared a major incident after being called to the scene in South Oxfordshire at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The collapse happened at the former coal-fired Didcot A plant, which closed in 2013 and was in process of being demolished. The fire service advised people to stay indoors, saying that while dust from the collapse had covered a considerable area, there were no hazardous materials in the building. And that's the Prime Evening News, but first, a recap of our headlines. Prime Minister Skerrit says he's honored to receive an honorary doctorate from the lovely professional university in India. Opposition leader Lennox Lenton says he wants to see the promised Kempinski Hotel completed. UWP PRO asked DLP administration to explain proposed amendments to the IPO and electoral laws. New and increased taxes announced by St. Vincent's Prime Minister, and a Didcot power station, 4 feared dead and 5 injured after building collapse. The news was brought to you through the very kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited. Remember, if you missed any of our newscasts, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to any of our various news packages, or write your comments on any story on the news page or on any page of any on-air show. On behalf of the Q95 News team, I've been your presenter, Linda Martin.